Hello and welcome back to the Shapira Show. This is the part of the show where I, Vivian, speak to rocks, and believe it or not, rocks speak back to me. Today, we're talking to kyanite. Kyanite is one of those stones that I have mixed feelings about. Oh, don't get me wrong, I love all stones, but kyanite, I've got mixed feelings about. And so there aren't many such stones. Kyanite is one of them. And when I ask myself, why do I have mixed feelings about this stone? The answer that comes into my mind is because kyanite is messy. And what could I possibly mean by this? Well, if you sort through a pile of blue kyanite, you're actually going to end up with a whole bunch of crumbly bits, flaking, and wait for it, of all things, splinters. Because I'm attracted to crystals that I can hold in my hand and use as tools, getting splinters from my healing tool is definitely not a desirable dynamic. On the other hand, having said that, when I find a nice blue kyanite blade that is more stable and smooth, I have to admit that it is a very, very nice feeling. Blue kyanite has some very interesting properties. Firstly, kyanite is one of the few minerals that doesn't collect negativity. And I think this is because of its second fascinating property, which is that it opens and aligns chakras with the greatest of ease. In fact, kyanite is famous for this. When there is such a positive directional flow from a stone, there is no opportunity for negativity to invade, because the whole positive-negative balance, it's like the tide. And if the tide is going out from the kyanite, then the negativity can't wash into the kyanite. That's how it works. I hope you can picture that. Now, although I tend to think that I don't like kyanite, it's not actually true. Some of my favorite tools are made of kyanite. There's an excellent crystal surgery technique that engages garnet and green kyanite. This combination can push a stuck thought out of your head by detecting the thought wave pattern in the energy field. The garnet pushes the pattern out of the energy field, and the green kyanite creates a suction effect, pulling the pattern out of the energy field, and working together, they expel the pattern. Another favorite tool is my orange kyanite wand. Most orange kyanite comes in these itty-bitty pieces that aren't easy to hold and use, but I managed to find a nice, robust piece with some heft and length. This stone taught me how to peel back layers in the energy body in order to access an earlier time, either in this lifetime or a previous one. Once the orange kyanite had shown me how this layering works and how it can be peeled back to give access, I was able to engage less rare stones to assist in this process so that my students could also follow the technique. Once I settled on kyanite as the stone of this month, I went down to my school where all the crystals are stored and took a look in the boxes of kyanite to see who wanted to talk to me. Two little stones volunteered for the job. One is a sweet little tool with an excellent handhold and active point, and the other is a flat blade of kyanite. Let's find out what they have to say. The flat blade says, "Ha ha, you don't like me because I'm just like life itself. All kinds of layers that can get tangled and twisted, causing frustration and even pain." That's a description of life. "But when the layers settle and align, then I am smooth, calm, and a thing of beauty. This is the consciousness that I carry and share. If you add blue kyanite to a chakra layout, I will inject this energy of alignment in a way that no other stone can. Also, my best talent is the way that I can work together with other stones, greatly enhancing and amplifying their effect." Wow. I tell you what, I have to admit that's true because I just experienced that dynamic. I have a palm stone that is a mixture of fuchsite, which people tend to call fuchsite, ruby, and blue kyanite. And when I infused the energy of this palm stone into my chakras, I felt something brand new from a crystal. A surge of energy went through me as if I had just drunk a caffeinated beverage, but without any jitteriness. That was remarkable. I'm trying it out on others. I've not found a stone that creates an invigorating effect quite like that. And invigorating it certainly was. I can still feel it right now as we speak. The blue kyanite with the active point has something different to say. I'm the equivalent of a rose in the plant kingdom. A rose is known for its extreme beauty and also for its thorns. Like a rose, I can prick you. And like a rose, I can stimulate your consciousness in a unique way. I affect the mind in ways that cannot be put into words. The dynamic is one of respect. If you want to truly progress in your consciousness, it is essential to do so with respect. In the same way as we handle roses and blue kyanite with respect for their thorniness, we should handle life and other people with respect for their nature. No one is all good or all bad. All people have their thorns, and all life situations have their downsides, even success. Proceeding without due respect can be downright dangerous. Humans need to learn how to have respect for nature, for others, for the planet, and very importantly, for what they don't know. I think blue kyanite is actually taking a little dig at me. I feel a little ashamed because I clearly haven't had enough respect for blue kyanite, but I'm going to change my ways. Now that I understand more, I'm definitely going to engage blue kyanite in more healing sessions and see what this amazing catalyst has to offer. As I think this, I hear blue kyanite emphasizing that it's all about the layers. It's the layers. Pay more attention to the layers. This seems a little cryptic to me, but we'll see how this pans out in application. I'm aware that one set of layers is what we are all familiar with, the layers of body, mind, and spirit, or physical, mental, and energetic. But I think blue kyanite means more than this. I will proceed with respect and see what I discover. I really, really like that blue kyanite pulled in respecting what we don't know, because this is my shtick. I'm always talking about how to harness what we don't know. What we don't know is so much bigger than what we do know. And if we can harness that bigger aspect and use the energy of what we don't know in some kind of constructive way, that makes a big, big difference. Thank you for joining us here on the Chaparra Show. Thank you to kyanite for his excellent information. Please be sure to tune in again next month as Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life.